Yeah, look, this is a long-standing issue in terms of the Fair Deal scheme, and your listeners and indeed our members and indeed older people across Donegal are being seriously shortchanged as a result of the failings of Fair Deal. We've seen in the last number of weeks where there's been a significant number of closures of nursing homes, and I suppose what's highlighted by this report again is that if we don't take action to stem that tide and to ensure that we resource older persons' care appropriately, there could be further closures. And Donegal, I suppose, you know, is very much in the news as a result of this finding that it is the lowest in the country. I think the other point worth noting is that the differential between the cost of care in the public homes and the private homes is of the order of 72% in Donegal. So the state knows what it costs to provide high quality residential care in the community, but the failings of Fair Deal over many years is having a significant impact across all nursing homes and is in crisis at this point in time.
Now, as many other media outlets do, we here in Highland Radio will track the various HICWA reports on nursing homes and we'll do new stories on them. And one of the things that it's clear from those stories is that the standards that nursing homes are expected to adhere to in terms of management, in terms of staffing, and in terms of the physical construct of the buildings, those standards are exact and those standards are, to say the least, demanding. And the amount of money it's going to take nursing homes to keep up with those standards and to meet those standards is huge.
Absolutely, and you're dead right. The standards are exact, they're robust, demanding, as they should be, because we do need to ensure that we have a high quality of care. But that's your point is well made. What you have is a complete disconnect between, on the one hand, the standards, and on the other hand, the funding. And until such time as that gap is closed, you know, we're going to see failures, unfortunately, in terms of nursing homes. 11 nursing homes have closed across the country this year to date. HICWA themselves announced just a number of weeks ago that 29 nursing homes closed between 2018 and 2021. So the, you know, unfortunately, the issue here is all about funding. And, you know, the government, to be fair, we've had very good engagement with Minister Butler over the last number of months, but we still haven't seen the scheme of support to meet the exacting standards that you reference, but also the unprecedented inflationary pressure. So the pressure on nursing homes now is absolutely intense. We've come through a very difficult period, as you know, with COVID. Many have exhausted their reserves, for example, and now we're into a period of unprecedented inflation. So I know we don't use the word crisis lightly, but we are most definitely in a crisis now in terms of nursing home care. And that's going to impact hugely in the winter if there is loss of further beds, because as you know, in Donegal, significant pressure on Letterkenny Hospital. If we don't have the community care that we speak of in Shlántacare, then it's going to obviously be deeply challenging and upsetting for older people, but it's also going to have an impact across the wider health service.
And the other thing, of course, is if a nursing home closes, then either a state hospital or some other form of even acute public hospital has got to take up that pressure if that person can't be cared for at home. So the closure of a nursing home is another point at which the state's going to have to intervene and the state's going to have to find someplace else, and that's going to put even more pressure on already crushed state system. So the nursing homes, very much without them, the state's in serious trouble.
Absolutely. Look, the nursing home sector has a vital role to play as part of a well-functioning health service. Absolutely. And we're well-serviced in Donegal. There's 9 public nursing homes and 14 private and voluntary nursing homes. And we've got to remember, this is people's homes. That's the key point here. So while, you know, we talk about statistics and the gap in funding, the 72% differential, you know, we're talking about your mother, my mother, people, your listeners, parents, their uncles and aunts, who are worried now because they may not be able to find care in their local community, or indeed some of them may have to move nursing home because of the failures of Fair Deal. And this isn't something that has happened overnight. We have flagged it a number of years, and many government reports have also highlighted this. So now is the time for action on two fronts. We need an immediate support scheme to stabilise the sector, and I suppose to inject badly needed confidence into the sector so that we can get through what is going to be a difficult winter. And then we need to sit around the table collaboratively with government, with the HSE, to ensure that we can have a sustainable long-term care sector that we can all be proud of and that can meet the needs of the community in keeping with the government policy ultimately of Shlántacare and reorientating services from acute to community. this policy of underfunding a Fair Deal is driving matters in the opposite, the completely opposite direction.
Obviously, you're having regular meetings with department officials, with ministers and with politicians at all levels. Are you getting any indication from them that this is going to be addressed, even that there might be something in the budget in 3 weeks' time that might bring succour to your members?
Yeah, look, we'd be, dare I say, confident. I mean, we met the minister, would you believe, on the 29th of March of this year. That was our first engagement on the inflationary pressures. We've had a number of meetings over the last number of months. And to be quite frank, we were expecting a scheme to be in place from the 1st of July. What has happened since then has illuminated and has created an even further crisis. So absolutely, we'd be expecting a dedicated funding stream for nursing homes. You know, we don't want general measures that are for business generally. They will be introduced obviously as part of the budget,